Now, a festival which provides for all the creative arts really does offer something for everyone. From poetry and short story competitions, a theatre treat, a night of comedy, and a deluge of music and spoken word recitals. Well, that can only be one event, and that would be the Cove Readers and Writers Festival, taking place in the picturesque seaside town of Cove from April 11th right through to April 14th. But what is involved in this festival? What does it contain for everybody? Well, I'm delighted to welcome to the programme Mr. Rory De Barra from the Cove Writers and Readers Festival. Rory, good evening.
Hello, Dara. Good evening to you. How are you?
I'm very well, sir, and you're very welcome all the way from Cove down here in Youghal. And I'm sure you're getting excited and delira in anticipation of this festival.
We absolutely are. The Cove Readers and Writers Group Festival has been running now. This is its fourth year, and we really feel that this year it's really coming together, and it's going to offer something for everyone. A little taste of each to whet the appetite.
Well, now, a good colleague of yours, Trish Carlos, had been in contact with me and sent me on the poster for it. And, you know, I knew Trish was into writing, and I know she's published some books, but I really didn't appreciate as much until very recently. I was down at her school in Middleton. They were doing an event on eating disorders, and a survivor of eating disorders spoke very highly of Trish and how she guided her into writing her own little memoirs. So, you know, there's great talent out there, and it's great that something like the Cove Readers and Writers Festival is there to allow people to express themselves and do what they love.
Absolutely. Well, obviously, Trish is a fantastic writer, and she's actually a self-publishing guru. And actually, Trish, there might still be a chance that Trish can actually be running a writing workshop during the festival, but we can't confirm at the moment. It could be a lastminute.com thing. Trish obviously self-published a book, and the second one is underway, if not nearing completion. And Trish has helped a lot of people, and there are other members of the Cove Readers and Writers Committee who are also authors, such as Anna Keating and Peter Walsh, the co-poet, has actually just joined us there 2 weeks ago.
It's absolutely fantastic. Now, tell me, Rory, what are the highlights of the festival? It's running for 4 days from Thursday right through to Sunday. So what would be the highlights that you would think would garner great interest and people should come and check out, and maybe the things that they might have heard about before?
Well, I think one of the big highlights we're kicking off on Thursday 11th is going to be the East Cork Cinema Club under our chairman, Mr. John Smith. They're going to be hosting the film Juno, the new classic film, if you remember it. And the Juno is actually on the Leaving Cert paper this year. So afterwards, there's going to be a cinematic guide for Leaving Cert students from an expert who's going to be able to answer questions. So it might be something where parents and their Leaving Cert cycle students might like to attend the Commodore Hotel. It'll be starting about 8 o'clock on the Thursday night.
Well, certainly, if it's on the Leaving Cert curriculum for this year, it's certainly something to come and check out. And it's on at a friendly time as well, so you won't be up too late. But there's events going on right around the place in the library. There's a school's short story on the Friday. A competition is taking place. But you also have Michael Mee coming to the Sirius Arts Centre.
Absolutely, on the Friday. So we're running two competitions, one adults and secondary school and junior primary school cycle short story competition titled on a theme on Out of the Fog. And we're also running that's the first annual competition. We're also running the first annual poetry competition also on the theme Out of the Fog. And the school short story prize giving and readings will take place on Friday the 12th. And then Mr. Michael Mee, who's a fantastic comedian, is going to have his show The World According to Me in the Sirius Arts at 8 o'clock.
And of course, Michael Mee, being an ex-solicitor and a former law lecturer, he has everything that he needs to be a comedian, doesn't he?
Well, I suppose I'm not too sure if he draws a lot of work of his comedy work from his real life work, but he's a very well known man. He's on the Late Late Show. He's been on the various RT comedy sketch shows, you know. So it's supposed to be an excellent show. I haven't seen it myself, but I'm really looking forward to it.
And I know that he has actually toured and he has written with Des Bishop, so everybody be familiar with it. And that's a great boss. Now, Saturday is very interesting because there's a lot of stuff going on. You have in the Sirius Arts Centre, there's a calligraphy workshop at 10:30 p.m. For anybody that is not aware of what calligraphy is, it's fancy writing, lads. So that's something to really get involved in.
Things that I do myself, calligraphy is an art form. It's just the highly stylized writing. Actually, most of our parents would have had beautiful copperplate writing when they grew up in school, and it's literally a continuation of that. Now, the calligraphy workshop, we have a launch event on Thursday night here on the 22nd in Cove, and the calligraphy workshop then will be open for bookings, because it'll be a limited placement on that, due to obviously you want to be able to give one-to-one kind of instruction to the people. Also on Saturday, the Hall Bowling Theatre Group are putting on a fantastic display of theatre in the Commodore from 3 to 5. It's a series of short plays. I won't give away too much, but over the next coming weeks, on the website and on our Facebook, we'll be releasing details, little tidbits to whet the appetite and get you interested in the various plays that will be going on. And then we have a fantastic History Ireland Head School has come back to us again for another year. And last year they were really, really well received. And History Ireland really goes in, it's a historical lecture delivered by experts in their field. And the lecture is going to be on a global history of the Irish Revolution, obviously very topical in 2019, coming into the centenary.
And of course, the great singer Charlie Pigott will perform in the Sirius Arts Centre on the Saturday night at 7:30. And for fans of poetry, at 8:30, Bella Vista will host the first annual poetry night of the festival with special guest poet Paul Casey. That sounds intriguing.
Roger that. Paul Casey is the director of the O'Bale Club, the famous Cork poetry meeting which occurs every Monday night in the Long Valley. And he's written numerous collections of poetry, a fantastic poet. And obviously that's my my own particular interest. So I've been delegated to organise that. We have a great lineup. The O'Bale Club has allowed us to use their famous kind of structure in the evening. So there'll be a five-word poem challenge. There'll be warm-up acts from Rue Jude, who is a local Cove poet, and the fabulous Peter Walsh, a local Cove poet. And then Peter Casey will take the stage for 30 to 40 minutes. And then afterwards we have an open mic where everyone who's there, if they want to come up and read one of their own works, they'll be more than welcome. And we'll give out the prizes to the adult poetry competition winners.
Sounds fantastic. And if that wasn't enough, then Sunday, I think, you know, it's like the best wine to last on Sunday, because you have Cove Summer Swing in the Promenade. There'll be music and market stalls from 11 a.m. The Doucha Puppet Company will entertain from 12:30 to 2. And then musical legend John Spillane is on at 3. He'll be on the bandstand. And artist John Adams will host an afternoon of readings in Cullimore, the Artist's House. That's up on King Street or Rahilly Street from 3 to 5. The Adult Short Story Prize Giving will take place. And the festival closing event kicks off at 5 p.m. with the Lanes and the Rob Roy Bar, followed by Sea Shanties of the Mall Goggards. Now, it's fair to say the Rob Roy are really, you know, involved in this, as are other venues as well. But I know the Rob Roy have been working hard over the last few years to develop, you know, Irish trad music and sessions and all that. So it's great to see them involved.
Well, I'd like to give a particular mention to the Rob Roy Bar. So last year we went with the Rob Roy Bar as the hub, and we had staged a number of events there, and we're doing our opening and closing events there because they're supporting the town. Now, in saying that, so are many other venues across the town who are willing to give up their normal weekend clientele and stuff to allow us to come in and participate and be part of it. But the Rob Roy has been a very, very special relationship. We look forward to thanking them again on the Thursday night at our little launch do. And I think that in fairness to everyone in Cove, if you go back to the generosity, the venues, the Commodore, the Sirius, all giving their services and their locations for free, but this is an all-volunteer-run festival. It doesn't make any profit. It's merely about raising the profile of the arts in the town, getting people involved, and maybe even introducing people to new things.
And you know, you never know with the Cove Summer Swing. If they come knocking on my door, I might even appear myself for a half an hour and give a bit of a performance. But Rory, if people want to find out more, you mentioned their website and Facebook. What are the details? Where do they find out more information?
Well, we are our Facebook is obviously Cove Readers and Writers. Our website is covereadersandwriters.com. That will be going live again now on Thursday. As we update for all the new details, and it has got a fresh revamp for the year. And we're also available on Twitter at CoveRW. Make contact with us. Anyone who's kind of missed getting involved in this year's festival, we'll put you on the list of potential people for next year. We'll be delighted to see it next year. We're hoping we're going to knock the socks off the last 4 years completely for our fifth festival. So this year is a real test to see, can we up our game and really make it a cracker.
Well, it sounds like a great festival, and it's a win-win for everybody. And, you know, it's great to recognise the talent of the many readers and writers out there, artists in general. It's a tough time for artists, but it's great that there's a showcase available for the entire weekend in Cove. And where else would you rather be than the month of April 11th to April 14th, down the picturesque seaside of Cove? And as Rory has pointed out, don't go looking for the website now, lads, until tomorrow. Because it won't be there today, but it's Cove Readers and Writers Festival.com.
Cove Readers and Writers .com, yeah.
.com. And on Facebook and on Twitter as well. Rory, it sounds like a great weekend. I wish you tons of luck. And as I say, you never know, I might come along on the Saturday or on the Sunday and add a tune or two as well to proceedings. Rory, thanks for taking the call, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you very much, Dara. Take care.
Take care. Bye bye.